This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. A combination of snow and winds up to 100 miles per hour Wednesday increased the chances of avalanches in the mountains. Ethan Green directs the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
Wind transport is really efficient at piling snow onto slopes. And so when we get a combination of snowfall and strong winds that move that snow around, that's when we tend to build these really thick drifts of snow on these lee slopes, and that's a really likely place to trigger an avalanche.
Green says avalanche conditions will continue to be dangerous or heightened across the high country for the next couple of days. Half a dozen geographic sites in Colorado could get new names this morning. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board considers renaming mountains, lakes, streams, and other features in various parts of the state. Many of the locations have racist names. The offensive titles that could be renamed at the December meeting include a mesa and creek in Delta County, a gulch in Chaffee County, and a mountain in Jefferson County. Other possible name changes include formally renaming Weld County's Calkins Lake as Union Reservoir, which is already called locally. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The El Paso County Board of Health passed a symbolic resolution supporting voluntary COVID-19 vaccinations yesterday. The resolution is essentially a statement of opinion, similar to a statement board members tabled last month after opposition from community members and county commissioners. 69% of El Paso County's eligible population has received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Highs along the Front Range around 50 today, some slight winds, but much calmer than yesterday. This is CPR News and KRCC.